Well, it is my great pleasure to welcome President-elect Peña Nieto.
4 days before he was to become Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto was in the White House, sitting next to President Barack Obama. And under a clatter of camera clicks, the two exchanged the traditional binational pleasantries.
And I'm very confident that I'm going to establish a strong personal as well as professional relationship with the president-elect, who I know has an outstanding reputation for wanting to get things done.
Peña Nieto, speaking through an interpreter, endorsed the push for U.S. immigration reform, but stuck mainly to the theme of improving business relations.
And we also share a very important vision. The vision, for instance, of creating more jobs. We know this is very important, not only for the American people, but also for the Mexican people.
Peña Nieto will be walking into Los Pinos, Mexico's White House, with an ambitious agenda of business reforms. And there are also high expectations for the former governor of the state of Mexico. He is a member of the PRI party, which up to 12 years ago was, for the most of last century, the sole dominant ruler of Mexico. The telegenic Peña Nieto won the presidency with just 38% of the vote and under a cloud of suspicion of electoral fraud. Nevertheless, on this side of the border, there's plenty of hope for Peña Nieto, particularly among the business community and particularly regarding the drug cartel violence along the border.
The violence, I think, is a sideline item that will be taken care of. I think this particular president is very serious about that.
Nelson Baldido is president of the Border Trade Alliance and has been working with Peña Nieto's presidential transition team on border trade issues. He says commerce with Mexico has been booming, but the well-publicized cartel violence has been a drag on doing business there.
Well, I'd hate to even think that he's going to broker a peace with drug cartels.
But there is widespread expectation that that's exactly what Peña Nieto will do. Trying to take on the drug cartels directly was the failed strategy of outgoing President Felipe Calderon. Over the last 6 years, it's killed over 60,000 people. Meanwhile, parts of the United States are moving forward with some drug legalization. And according to Congressman Henry Cuellar, that's sparking some uncomfortable conversations with Peña Nieto's transition team.
And they're saying, hey, you know, here you are in Colorado and Washington State, you're legalizing marijuana. In our country, there are people that are being killed every single day. And we're getting mixed messages from the U.S.
Cuellar represents the border city of Laredo, Texas, and is rumored to be on the short list to be Mexico's next U.S. ambassador. He says Peña Nieto is not about to wave the white flag to the drug runners, but the incoming president is focused on creating a more fruitful business climate in Mexico, and that means stopping the border bloodshed. Richard Perez of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce is another border business booster. He claims if Peña Nieto can reduce the drug war disruptions, then foreign investment will pour in, cross-border manufacturing will skyrocket, and Mexico can fulfill its promise to be the new China.
The country of Mexico in general has been so beaten down by the drug violence, and there is hope that this new president will bring a fresh new direction to that battle.
The key word is hope, because Peña Nieto hasn't been forthcoming with details about his plan to deal with the drug lords, other than to promise peace and to talk vaguely about changing tactics. The drug cartels are also expressing hope. There are reports of banners popping up in cities in Mexico, posted by the drug cartels that say they're looking forward to the next president and bidding a fond farewell to the outgoing Calderon. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.